T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and now you'll be at 10:30. Listen, what? At 6:30 and 30 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, choreographer Peter Hoffman, Key Grip, Antonio Grillo, they on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Yankee schmooze right up until Jody McDonald at 10 on your fan, New York City.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
They held us down tonight. That's going to happen. We know this isn't going to be an easy series by any means.
You will die a cold death.
Swung on a high pop, and the Yankees are down 1-2-3 again.
You are going on ice.
For Verlander, 9 up and 9 down in the first three.
You will shatter like ice.
Over time, I'll take our guys and their approach.
Your ego makes you snowblind.
Coming home is LeMayo. The throw, they got him. LeMayu came home and he was thrown out by a wide margin.
The cold impairs your judgment.
Grounded to second. Altuve throws out Didi to end the inning.
It just takes that one swing to kind of get us rolling and, you know, kind of break through. But we just weren't able to get that big hit. So it's, you know, this is the postseason. You got to come through in those situations.
Do not judge my frozen heart.
Struck him out swinging, breaking ball down and away. No runs, one hit, two left.
Those lips will turn blue.
It was a struggle tonight. I mean, they are the Houston Astros, and they're tough to score runs off.
A killing frost awaits you.
At the edge of the track, makes the catch to end the inning.
Have you ever been frozen?
Swung on and hit in the air to right. That ball is high. It is far. It is caught by Reddick right at the wall. It had a chance, not quite.
Hell will freeze on the first.
We weren't able to break through. We weren't able to get that hit tonight, you know, to really allow us to be in that game or even grab a lead at some point.
Can you take the cold?
Cold as ice, I know.
You are as cold as ice, and any Yankee fan will tell you it's not so nice. You're as cold as ice. Time to take some advice or pay the price. A word to the wise and the sage. I don't really understand the meaning of the wise and the old and with the sage, but nonetheless, if you continue to leave RISP, it'll be RIP in your October matchup with the Stros. RISP is so 2018. Memo to anybody batting with the bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the first inning, do not, once again, do not, and it says so right here, do not, ever do not swing at the first offering you see in, no matter what the nerds with the number two pencils in the shirt pocket have to say, no matter what those who speak of decimal points and percentages have to say, no matter what the numbers tell you, do not ever swing at the first pitch you've seen with the bases loaded and two outs in the first inning. Let the man on the hill feel the moment, especially at a place like Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, New York City. Let the man on the hill take in from the crowd on their feet with the bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the very first inning. Let the man on the hill hear his own heartbeat. Let the man on the hill experience October baseball in New York City. Do not swing at the first pitch. Are you listening? Take some advice, or you will pay the price. If by chance you come to bat in the first inning with two on and nobody out, you do not sacrifice an out by moving the runners over. And yes, you know who I'm talking to and who I'm talking about. Again, you do not bunt when your DNA says swing away, especially in the first inning, when you can play for a crooked number to make a statement instead of playing for a single run to tie. If you are Aaron Boone, Aaron, are you listening? I was listening to you with the franchise earlier this afternoon. If you are Aaron Boone, you want to avoid becoming Aaron Bonehead. So from now on, are you listening, Aaron? From now on, you will have LeMahieu leading off. Aaron Judge batting number two and Gleyber Torres batting number three. And you would like to have Stanton. Hey, Stanton, remember him? You would like to have him batting number four or maybe even number five or batting somewhere in the lineup, but we have a mystery on our hands. And no further word today about this mystery. Better call Agatha and Christie. Better call Ray Bradbury. If they don't answer, better call Mickey Spillane. Better call Inspector Clouseau. We have a mystery on our hands here. To quad or not to quad. Is he in or is he out? Can somebody give us an answer, please? Is he in or is he out? Does he hurt so bad? Or is he headed to the ER or landing on the IL? He has been running. He was running before the game yesterday. He was throwing before the game yesterday. He was taking batting practice before the game yesterday. And we are told he can pinch hit. If he can do all of this, then why is he sitting out the most important games of his career? He is better known for needing a crutch than being clutch. So, is he in or is he out? The New York Yankees mystery man he is. Is he in or is he out? Only the shadow may know.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm calling to report a missing person.
The facts of tonight's case are almost unbelievable.
I need to know how everything unfolded.
That is gone! No se puede.
Name a missing person.
Don't you have this written down somewhere? I've answered it 1,000 times.
Name a missing person, please.
He could be hurt or tortured.
He hit in the cage yesterday, and it went pretty well. But we kind of had it try as much as we could to stay away from testing it or doing those kind of things.
I look for him everywhere. He's just gone. Vanished.
He would be available tonight if, you know, to hit or go in an emergency situation.
After analyzing all the data, we still come to the conclusion that he must be in hiding.
He is in play tonight, but didn't feel like he was good to start.
There are even people who think it may have been his idea.
You go through it once, go through it twice.
The search continues relentlessly. Everybody becomes a suspect.
Do you mind answering some questions for me to help?
Feel like physically he's in a good spot, and he's doing well and moving well.
If you had stayed where you belong and paid a little attention to the basics, this never would have happened.
I mean, again, we'll have to see. It's at least a little bit of an unknown and something that we're kind of working through day by day.
It is astonishing with what cunning the criminal hides his intent.
No si può scopolo!
He said the man must disappear. He knew too much.
Kind of see where he's at and get a feel of that.
I want you to join the search, and I want you to join it from the very beginning.
If you have any information concerning these clues, notify your local police.
Name a missing person, please.
Giancarlo! 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 Giancarlo!
Highlight of the home run courtesy of WFAN New York. So, is he in or out? Who is in if he is out? Could it be Judge and Ryan? Hicks in center? And if not, the Gardner, the former to be number three hitter in left. Nobody wants to see that again ever in their lifetime. So could it be Judge and Wright, Hicks in center, and if not Gardner, then so say the wise and the sage. How about a Michael Tauchman? And if you remember him from the most recent regular season, he actually helped the Yankees win games. So, with Mother Nature starting and finishing on this Wednesday night, we have Tanaka and Greinke tomorrow for the Game 4. We have the Paxton and the Verlander Friday for Game 5. And for Saturday, will it be Severino for the Yankees and a bullpen day for Houston? Or do you go with Cole for Game 6 on short rest? And short rest Cole has never done before. In the meantime, it's Game 4 tomorrow with Tanaka and with Greinke. And safe to say, you'll have Tanaka work one more inning. If it means one less inning for Adam Ottavino, who has been so ineffective, his next outing may be in winter ball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.